Hey guys, welcome back to Tom Girl. We are on episode 27, and I'm here with the real animation OG, OG Banks. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
All right, OG, the song's for you. It's called The Real OG.
I love it.
Since you're making fun of my music selections, I had to do this one for you.
I love your intros.
Wait for it. Listen.
Let it sink in.
Yep.
Let it sink in.
You got it. All right. Hey, guys. I'm JJ. You can follow me at TomGirlTV. And I'm here with OG Banks. OG, where can people follow you at?
You can follow me at OGBanks.net. OGIEBANKS.net.
All right. And then what's your Twitter?
OG Banks. Just my name. OGIEBANKS.
Okay. Awesome. All right. Well, so much fun stuff to talk with you about tonight because you work on so many amazing projects.
Yes.
So animation extraordinaire.
Yeah.
Before we dive into all of your projects, let's go back to the beginning. Like, you're actually born and raised in LA.
In LA, yes.
One of the few you kind of meet out here a little bit.
Yeah.
What are your feelings about that with everybody else moving in and being one of the true ones?
Well, it was kind of like I moved from another state because even though I lived by the beach, when I moved to Hollywood, it so separated me from all my beach people. Like, I turned into, like, a Hollywood guy. You know, you have to do, because you just hang out in Hollywood and you audition and do everything there. Yeah. So you kind of leave that beach life.
And because the people from the beach don't want to come into
Hollywood.
You don't
leave the beach. You don't leave the beach. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. So how did you end up falling into the voiceover world?
Okay, so I was doing on-camera stuff. I was going out for, you know, auditions, as, you know, we do on-camera, booking jobs here and there. But then my agent sent me out for an animation role. I had no idea it was an animation role, really. So I go in. They showed me a picture on the wall of a cartoon character, and they said, that script that you've been studying, they said, make a voice for this character and read the script. And I looked at them funny, and I said, okay. And I tried this voice that I played with all the time, and I said, that might go good with this character. And they go, That's great. They said, come back the next month. I came back the next month, and I booked the job. It was a Space Jam with Ivan Reitman, and, like, that's how I got my start. Like, just boom, right in there.
Wow, that's a pretty amazing start.
Yeah.
For those of you not, like, in the animation world, it takes a lot to get into that world. I mean, there's a bunch of people that want to be a part of it. I mean, so for you to just nail that first one right away, that's amazing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, before that, I was a frozen pizza dog. I mean, for a frozen pizzas, I was like a little cartoon dog before that one. But but yeah, that was before Space Jam.
That was your warm up.
Yeah, frozen pizza dog. Yeah, that was the warm up.
So then afterwards, did you just kind of roll with that? Did you do any sort of classes and training, or did you just
totally? After that, I was like, okay, I need to get serious. Mm-hmm. You know, let me get some serious here. So I had to dive in. I asked all kinds of questions. Like, I didn't know that there's an actual voiceover agent. You know, I'm like, I thought I had to go through my on-camera agent still, but no, there's a voiceover agent. So after that, I had to seek out a voiceover agent, and that's when I started, like, you know, contacting and having meetings with them, and or them having meetings with me, and, you know, seeing who to land with and how that all worked. And then eventually I landed a voiceover agent, you know, and then that's when the ball really started rolling.
So now do you still do on-camera things as well, or is it this
a little bit here and there, you know, not as much as I'd like to, but because the voiceover, it takes the scheduling. That's really the hardest part is scheduling, you know?
Yeah.
But so it's like here and there. Okay. Yeah, on camera. Yeah.
Well, we have your animation demo reel here, so I want to play that for our listeners here, just so they can hear just a few of the wide range of characters you have.
Now, this is Strictly Hush Hush, but today's show is all about...
Nobody saw it coming. A virus spreading over the whole planet.
What did you say?
A field trip? Dude, I am there.
You see, you and I are two of a kind. You need me.
Last time you saw it, it was nothing more than a garbage truck. Since then, I've done a little tinkering here and there, and, well...
As long as Cybertron is alive, Optimus lives on, in our hearts and our memories.
We've lost a lot of time. We'll have to hurry now to get the star back on the tree by midnight.
The way I see it, there's only one way to get them out, and that's to use the element of surprise.
Well, I cross-referenced every verified frog sighting and plotted a vector point to your location with my computer.
So fun. So many great characters.
Yeah. I'm sweating too.
Yeah. So tell me about how you go about, I'm sure some of those characters were given to you, but you also probably come up with the characters on your own or voices on your own. Tell me a little bit about your character discovery process.
Yes. The one thing I try to do is not go too outside of my voice. I try not to get too high and try not to get too low to where it sounds so weird. I try to maintain myself, but just go a little bit here and there when I change my characters. And really it comes with like just the attitude and just like, I guess like taking the on-camera performance and just like really taking that and going through my body and just exuding that through my voice and just like making it happen. And just becoming these characters. Like I will like twist and just shake my body to make a sound come out, you know, when I'm making these characters and doing these characters' voices. Did I answer the question?
Do you study people as well, like out in the real world to look for inspiration?
I try to look, I don't like all cartoons, you know, like I don't like Disney Jr., but I will watch a Disney Jr. show just so that I know what's up, you know? I watch all kinds of stuff just to see what's out there, just to maintain, just to be on top of everything. I like that. And as far as my studying goes, Just listening and just, I think, just being active and being current, like, helps you to jump into when there's a new script coming because there's all the new lingo, new sayings, and I don't want to be somebody that's like, what does that mean? Or, you know, like that. So kind of like doing your homework, like being on top of it a little bit.
So you've been doing this for like over 25 years.
Yeah. Right?
Like, what changes have you seen in the styles or in the characters?
Well, the changes I've seen, it's a lot more. There's a lot more variety. There's more and more. You can be more and more animated like these days. You know, it's not just one thing. You're not just boxed in as one little animated character. You're not just Daffy Duck. You're not just like Speedy Gonzales or something. You can be like a wide range of characters. Now, before when I first started, like I would go on shows and I'd have like one line here, two lines there. Now I go on shows. Not only do I have my lines, but then I play the dog too, you know? And then they're like, play this British guy too. It's a lot more. There's a lot more. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's kind of expected on a lot of them that you can bring more than one character the table, right?
Yes. It's a must. I mean, it's kind of natural. There's always like a lunch lady or a bus driver that has one or two line that says, you kids go to bed or something, you know, where they want a voice for that, you know?
Yeah.
So you have to, that goes into it for sure.
Yeah. Growing up, were you a big cartoon fan or were there characters, were you into that?
I think so. I mean, I watched, I love Bugs, I'm a huge Bugs Bunny fan, you know? That's where I get my wild and crazy from, you know? Like my highs are real high, my lows are real low, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
As far as my attitude and everything. That's what I really watched was the Looney Tunes. Mm-hmm. That's really what I grew up on, Looney Tunes, like over and over and over again. And then now I just kind of take that and then I take my own natural OG style and I just mesh the two and it comes out into a beautiful gummy bear.
Love it.
Yeah.
I love the natural OG style. And I got to say what I love about this guy, because we used to be at the same age.
Yeah, same age.
And every time when I was in there, I mean, that smile, he just has the biggest smile. So happy. You just can't help but smile and laugh around you. So I love it. I love to see great great people getting great things and gifts. So I love that you're so successful. Anyway, make me happy.
You rock.
All right, let's look at I pulled a few of your characters.
Oh, cool.
So we're going to look at first Claude Wolf from Monster High.
Okay.
And we do have a little video of this one, so we'll show you in action.
I'm going to be in in your grill like a hamburger. Understood?
Whoa, slow your growls, sis. Sure, she's a cool ghoul, but I've known Draculaura since I was a pup. We're just going as friends. Promise.
Gloom Beach Fear Camp. We'll be in touch.
Big day today, huh, Cleo?
Big day? Why? What have you heard?
Nothing? I'm just totally sparking for our big cheer.
Oh, yeah, right. Big cheer. Yay.
Why aren't you wearing your fear-leading uniform? Uniform. Uniform. Uniform.
I said, why aren't you wearing your fear-leading uniform?
Like, how fun is it to, I mean...
I'm, like, spelled out. I'm like,
yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to keep watching the whole thing. I'm like, I guess we got to talk about it.
Okay.
You know, yeah, talk about it. Go, you go ahead.
Okay, so with that monster... Okay, that I play a wolf on there. And basically, Draculaura on the show. That's my girlfriend on the show. And mm-hmm. I'm just really the guy that's like, what do you need, babe? Can I carry your books, babe? Can we go here, babe? I got that, babe. And they have me howl a lot, you know?
Can we hear howl?
Ow!
Perfect. Yeah. That's it. That's it for tonight. See you next time. Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's a fun show. That was a fun show. That was really good. Yeah. Monster High is always good. You know, working with those ladies on that show was awesome. They bring all the flavor, all the girl stuff, and the guys on the show. Like, yeah. There was only like a couple of us, but we were like the jokesters of the show, which is really awesome.
Yeah.
It was awesome. Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. All right. We got another one here. Correct me if I say this wrong. Naruto?
Oh, Naruto.
Naruto.
Yeah,
sorry.
Naruto.
Yep. All right. So tell me about this character. Look at that.
Oh, he's awesome.
Need a little Karate Kid action.
Oh, that's Omoe. He always has a lollipop in his mouth. And he's always cool. He's just like this. And he loves ladies. He does. He's always like, if we go in the town, I wonder if I can save all the ladies. And if I save all the ladies, they will all praise me and they'll all love me and chant my name. Like, those, like, and this is when I'm reading. I'm like, wow, these are my lines? I love this character. love this character. You know?
What a life.
I fight and I talk about girls. I love it. Yeah. And lollipops. And lollipops.
That's amazing. Yeah. Does he keep that lollipop in while he's fighting?
Yes, all the time. Yeah, yeah, all the time. Yeah, yeah.
That's great. All right, number three. Go ahead.
I wanted to ask, did you go, like, full method and did you, like, have a lollipop in your mouth, too, while you were
No, I didn't. The only thing is when you do anime, the only sad thing is, like, usually when you do anime, you're in a room by yourself. There's there's not the rest of the cast with you. So you're in the room and there's the producer, director, and then like the engineer. And they get you in the scene and you see the picture and you kind of follow everything the picture. That's another thing that's different. The picture is already done. You follow the picture. But that's the only sad part is, like, you're in the room with yourself, you're fighting by yourself, you know what I mean? It's like, I love to fight with other people in the room, you know, or just somebody to look at, and like, there's that special magic that happens, you know what I mean? Like, special cotton candy gets made. So it's awesome. You still have to bring it, you know? You still gotta bring it. But
of your jobs, are the majority of them read with groups, or are you usually on your own reading lines in there?
A lot of them are, like, a lot of the original shows are, they try to do the whole cast together, all the way together. But it's hard because a lot of times now it's all celebrities on the the cast, so they're touring. Like, it might be Snoop Dogg on the show, but he's touring this month, you know, so he's not gonna be there, or somebody's filming, so it's kind of hard as far as scheduling for everybody to be together, but they at least try to put at least a couple of the people in the room, as many as they can, together, and then they'll have some fillers just to read the other person's part.
Any feelings, you don't have to answer this one, any feelings on the celebrities going into the animation world and now taking over all the jobs for all the normal animation people?
Yeah, well, first of all, it's cool. I mean, because I'm in the room, I'm like, oh my God, that's Napoleon Dynamite. You know what I mean? I'll be like, I got it. Now he's my friend, you know?
Yeah.
But so, you know, that's cool. But I'm not like all like, oh my God, they're taking over.
Right.
I don't look at it like that, because one thing is it's making more jobs. They're creating more shows because of it. If that wasn't the case, you would still just have Looney Tunes. But now there's like a lot more. So there's a lot more variety, a lot more stuff. I don't mind it at all. I don't mind it at all. Because they love it, like when the VO guys are in the room, because they feed off of us as much as we feed off of them. It kind of like works together in this weird way. Yeah, it does.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. And you are right. I mean, there's so many different types of, you know, movies, video games.
Yeah.
I mean, everything. And it's, I love it. Like,
there's
so much fun stuff out
there. Yeah.
All right, cool. All right, let's, Spider-Man. So on this one, you play a few characters.
Yes, I do.
You do.
Yeah. I play, when I first booked this show, I played Luke Powerman. Luke Cage. that's who I played for like 3 years of the show, and then like the first three or four seasons, and then the last season Miles Morales came. That's who's up there now. So I played him on the last season. I came in like the half of the last season to play the Miles Morales character. But that was the weird part about that show is like, playing Power Man, and then I'd have to talk to myself as Miles Morales too. So I'd have fight scenes with Power Man and Miles Morales in the same scene, and I'd have to jump back and forth with both characters.
So yeah, so did you read all? You just had to do it right away, or did one and then you read?
Oh no, I do it all one down. I'm like, let's read it down. Let's read it down.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's tough.
Yeah,
it's tough, but I like to. But you got to challenge yourself sometimes, right?
Right.
I mean, if you can't make it work, they'll be like, okay, OG, let's just read one.
we'll just
read the other. But no, we just like did it down, and then you're in action, like there's the monster across the way, like being like, and like you get into it. So yeah.
Are you constantly hearing these voices in your head like all day too? Like, do they just kind of slip out sometimes?
You do, yeah, I embarrass myself a lot. I do, you know. I'll say something like just like a little, you know, like a squeaky little thing come out, you know, because I just played like Strawberry Bears or something like on a show, you know. So or I played like a superhero, so I try to act all superhero-y, you know.
But
it slips out a lot.
And totally immature question, but do you ever just like prank people or really mess with people doing
different things? Of course, when I call, you know, if I call, I try to big time.
Ever got anybody really good? Any funny stories off the top of your head?
No, they usually know it's me because I can't stop laughing. You know what I mean? It's like I say just the first sentence and then I just crack up. So, I get caught.
All right.
JJ?
Yes.
I was actually hoping if I could get like an honorable mention of one of his characters.
Yes, go for it.
All right. So you voiced in a video game called Fallout 4.
Yeah.
And you played a character, Preston Garvey. You meet him right away. You don't understand.
Oh, is this him too?
Yeah.
You can add him as a companion, and he roams the wasteland with you. He was my homie for like 50 hours of the game. I rolled with you, and you would give me like advice, and you could hold my stuff. It was amazing. So I just wanted to say that.
Oh wait, can I say one thing? Okay, I love doing. I tried to find my character in that video game. I am so bad at video games that I have to wait for somebody to throw it on YouTube because I cannot get through 5 minutes of the game without dying or being lost or not knowing what to do. They're so complicated to me. But that is so awesome, dude.
What was his voice like? What was his character like?
Oh, I think Garvey was just kind of like right here, something like that, right?
That's exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he was just like, I'll do that for you. Hey, I'm Garvey. Yeah, it was just like
my old brother
voice. Yeah. That was my My old brother man voice. had a little whiskey.
Oh,
had a couple bottles of whiskey. You know, it's on the using this on the side of the bed as decoration and everything.
Oh, now I'm going to picture you and Anthony just hanging out like for hours. Right, Anthony?
I know.
Good one.
Yeah. Yeah, I just want to say that one because I love that video game and I didn't know you played it. It's so great to find that out. I'm just like, oh my God, this is amazing.
Now I got to get good at that game. I got to like get back, dive into that game. Okay.
There is an easy mode, so.
Oh, ooh. But I try to challenge myself. I think I'm going to do good. And then, yeah, you're right. I forget about the easy mode. I forget about that. Yeah.
Maybe just try easy mode once. Then challenge yourself. Yeah, yeah. Just so you can see it.
Yeah. Get through it.
Yeah. All right. Well, here's another one where a video game where this was Lego Marvel's Avengers, Luke Cage.
Yeah. Power Man. Luke Cage. Okay, the cool thing about video games are really cool because you play them and you're like, well, I'm a video game, but they are very tedious. I mean, there's all that people punching you and pinching you and all those little sounds, those little tiny sounds. Like, it's like, all that. But what's cool is when you're playing the game and somebody whacks you and you hear yourself go, ah, I'm like, you just can't help but laugh, you know? Yeah. You can't help but laugh. But it strains your voice, too, sometimes, because in a game, your hand is on fire. Now your leg is on fire. Now you get shot in the chest. Now you get shot in the foot. You know, you die so many different ways. You fall off of buildings, you know, a short scream, a long scream. And it's like all day of that. And you don't get a script. You get a binder. The script is a binder, basically. So, like, video games take, like, sometimes a week to do. Yeah, and they're hard.
And then how many hours each day per day?
Usually they try to break it up so that they can get you the next day because your voice can get thrashed. Mm-hmm. So usually they'll try to get you in, like, a couple hours, at least a couple hours, at least 2 or 3 hours, and then, yeah. Yeah.
And how about for the other shows?
Other shows, like a regular show, it's like 4 hours. 4 hours. They usually have you there for 4 hours. Nine to one, 2 to 6. Those usually. That's just in my brain. That's what's in my brain. Yeah. 9 to 1, 2 to 6. Yeah. And everything else is like, you know, might go in there for a couple hours or so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how the hours go.
Yeah. All right. All right. Last character, and then this is your most current character.
Yeah.
So now Netflix just released in November, right?
Yes.
Like November 17th.
November 17th.
Yeah.
Came out.
Stretch Armstrong and the Flex Fighters.
Yeah.
Woohoo. So you are Ricardo Perez.
Omni-Mass. Yes. Yes, I am. This is that take on the old Stretch Armstrong doll that people had back in the day. And they created a show out of like this wrestler in tights. You know what I mean? And they said, let's make a kid show out of this. Yeah, it'll work. But it's awesome. The people from Hasbro and Netflix got together, put this thing together. I met the producers of the show. I met on Ultimate Spider-Man. They came on the last season of Ultimate Spider-Man, and that's when I got to know them, playing the Miles Morales. And like, we had this thing going. And so when they had this coming up, and they called me in for this, and they were like, "Oh, gee, we want you for this." And I was like, "Yeah, dudes, what do you want me for?" Yeah. And they go, "This character, Omni-Mass." And when I went there, they had the callback, but my callback was all day. And I was like, why is my callback all day? What is going on? And they had me go in there like, dude, we've worked with you. We already know that. You're this guy. And so they had all the people that were auditioning for Stretch and Wingspan. They were playing off against me. Yeah, you know, so it was pretty cool to have, you know, all those people playing off of them and like really getting into the character. So I kind of felt like I had a little advantage going into the show. But it's been a great show, great cast. We've been going to Comic Cons, touring around, all that kind of stuff. It's 13 episodes that are out right now. They're fun. They're very colorful. That's one thing. It's very colorful. Like, your eyes will pop. You know,
very attention getting.
Yeah, you do not need 4K. You know, it's like, it's just poppity pop pop pop. And the story is cool. Of course, there's like fighting and everything, but I love the scenes in the high school. I love those scenes, and like the home scenes of each of the characters, like and me coming together and being friends. I'm the new kid in town, you know. But I love the storyline. The writing is really good. And all original bad guys, all original characters, really, besides Stretch Armstrong, who's you know, but he's been revamped, mm-hmm. you know, but yeah. No.
So what is, for people who haven't watched it, what are some of the things that they'll, since that's, it's all the way out, right? 13 episodes?
13
out
episodes,
so far?
Yes.
So kind of like take us a for little, like, yeah, a recap or a short okay. condition. What they, I mean, not to give anything away,
okay.
but you know what
okay.
they might.
Okay, so it's Stretch Armstrong. This kid's Stretch Armstrong. He goes to this school, this really awesome school, and he's friends with Wingspan, the guy that's green. They're friends. And then I'm the new kid in school, and they're introduced to me because they have to take me on a school tour. You know, I'm the new kid. They take me on a school tour. So then we start hanging out because we're in the same class and we have to do like some homework together or something. But I don't want to do homework. You know, when we get together, I'm like, let's go play. Let's do something. And so I convince them to like go out and do something. We fall into like this lab, and that's when all the chemicals, we dive in, we, you know, fall into these chemicals, all of them get onto it. That's how we get our powers. And then the adventure begins. we start discovering our powers. We're like, what is going on here? I'm thinking that we're going to be like superheroes and we should get agents and make money. And they're like, no, we can't tell anybody. But then Rook, I'm just like mentioning all these characters. I'm like diving in the world. But then Rook, who's played by Will Wheaton, who's awesome, he like kind of runs the city, like the mayor of the city. And he's like, no, I want you to work for me, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, and we kind of like learn how to be superheroes, mm-hmm. you know? The cool thing is when we first get our powers, we make homemade costumes. So we have like a snorkel. We're wearing like a snorkel, a life vest, you know, something uh-huh. just what kids would wear for a superhero, you know, like a trash bag for like, you know, like a cape. But then once we go to Rook Unlimited, like the mayor, he gives us an actual like superhero suits and we're actually like really cool. Yeah.
Who are some of the other people I know on your cast with you?
Okay, so Stretch Armstrong is played by Scott Menville. He's on Teen Titans. He plays Robin on Teen Titans. Stephen Nguyen is Wingspan. He's on The Walking Dead. Mm-hmm. He's on The Walking Dead. Will Wheaton, he's from Big Bang Theory. He mm-hmm. plays Rook. Keith David. I love Keith David. he's just Mr. Clash. He just has that. He has that grumbly voice, voice. You know, he's on Rick and Morty, and like he's on a ton. He's on mm-hmm. everything. And Nazneen, contractor. She's from Heroes. She's sweet. She's such a sweet, mm-hmm. nice girl. and John Heder from Napoleon Dynamite. Uh-huh. Like, so he's our first like baddie guy. You know, what I mean? He's our first bad guy, and yeah. it was like. Just so cool to see him play a bad guy.
Right.
To see him play like a monster and just to be like, rah! Yeah. And all that. I was like, oh my God, you go, boy. You go. It was pretty cool.
That would be hilarious. Yeah.
It was cool. And that's the one cool thing about the show is like, the special guest stars that come in, we never know who it's going to be. And so...
Till that day?
Yeah, till that day, yeah. So when they come in, it's like, oh, wow. And then you see, like, one of your favorite, you know, on-camera actors playing this character alongside you. And it's like, oh, wow, that's yeah. that was pretty cool. You know?
Awesome. So you guys always read this one together?
Yes, we would read together. Yeah, they would have us together, yeah. This was, like, really a family-like show. Like, mm-hmm. we were really together, yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it was really cool.
What are your most favorite things about this character you play?
The most is that he's kind of like me. Like, you know, he's like a little bit all about himself. He's very arrogant. Like, really, like...
That's you?
No, I know.
I'm just...
I know. That's what's fun is to play that kind of character. It's like to be like to play a character. It's like, oh hey, oh yeah, you doing that? Like the things that I would want to do or say that I would never do in real life, I can actually do and get away with. You know, that's what's fun. That's what's fun.
Yeah, that's a great point. What are some other things like that with voiceover that are like things that reasons why you love VO that maybe things you get to do that I don't know are different or just outside
animals playing animals you know what I mean I love playing animals like because you talk as an animal but then at the end of your sentence you know what I mean you know you just start or at the end of the sentence you're just showing me I am I just, and then you laugh like meow, meow, like doing that, doing animals. I don't know, just yeah. so gets to me. Like it just hits like a little button in me, and I just, I love it. Mm-hmm. I love it. I love it. Yeah, I play. I'm on this one show where I play a deer. With special powers, I have golden antlers. And I have all my other furry friends around me, and I love animal shows. I don't know why yeah. I love animals. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, what's the process with that? With all, so from animals to superheroes to all this, like, so when you get that character, like, how do you go about layering on what you're going to do or your, yeah, their physicalities
yeah.
or what things?
Yeah, that's it's good because, like, so Monday, like, maybe I'm doing Barbie and I'm playing Strawberry Bear. So it's like, so I know, it's Barbie. Barbie is very, like, you know, for the kids and everything like that. And she's sweet. And Strawberry Bear, of course, is going to be sweeter. He's a Strawberry Bear. So it's like, so I'm going to play, like, you know, a little voice like this. So that's Monday. And then Tuesday, it's like, I'm a superhero. So, you know, I got to be in superhero mode. So then I get my superhero on. So it's like each day I'm just diving into different characters and, mm-hmm. like, just getting into that mode.
Yeah.
You know?
But when you build those characters and make those, because, you know, when you get an audition, you're always told, make a choice or make something strong. So when yeah. you get something cold, this is just for people out there who maybe want to go into voiceover.
Yes.
I'm giving them tips of what to do.
Okay.
So if they
okay.
get that thing and it tells you, you know, you know you have to make some sort of choice that's going to make you stand out from everybody else. You know, what kind of things do you look for in those scripts that help give you clues to how you want to create that character or come up with that?
I try to find something that I can identify with, something that's me. And there's always a line in there or something that I can identify with that I can say, okay, I can see where that's me. I can make that me. And then I put my own twist on it. I make it personal. I make it original. They're going to give you a description of the character and you can say what's on the lines on the paper, but everybody's going to do that, you know? Mm. So, but all the little breaths, all the little, just noises or just a little creak or a little, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. stuff like that. That's like the special sauce that you bring to a character. I think the little details, I call mm-hmm. them the little details. That's what I look for. What I do in my everyday life, how I would say it. And if I really want to go for it when I say it and I try it that way. And I always try to do it, a straight way, like a great, like what they want on the paper. And then I do a OG way,
mm-hmm. you know, ad lib in the end.
Oh yeah. In the OG way. Yeah. I do the OG way. I do what I want to do. You know, I mean, of course I'm not rewriting the whole thing. I mean, I'm not doing that at all. You don't want to do that. But of course I'm adding like, maybe I'll add like a hey or a come on, you know, a little bit of something mm-hmm. just to make it flow more easily out of my mouth, mm-hmm. you know? So mm-hmm. yeah, I just turn the character into me. Yeah.
Yeah. Any other secrets that you have for people in the VO world?
Secrets?
Okay, let's take back. Not secrets, but just maybe things like when you first started out, like if you look back and like, oh, I wish I would have known this, or, you know, I shouldn't have, you know, now I'll be stronger at this, or, you know, things that you picked up along the way, like little tidbits or skills. Or
read everything. Read everything on the page, all the direction, everything. When your character jumps, jump. You know, make a sound for that jumping. You know, like I didn't know that you had to do that. Make sounds for jumping. I'm like, how do I make a sound for jumping? You know, like, but you just do it. You just have to. Do it. Read everything. Be on top of everything. Like, look at different shows. Know when something is for Cartoon Network or when something is for Nickelodeon or when something is for Disney Junior. You know, all those read so differently. So you have to know what you're reading for. If it's a movie, you know, I hope you know how to sing. You know, you better know how to sing. You better carry a note. You know, I almost lost a job because my singing skills aren't that good, you know, but I got there, you mm-hmm. know, but video games are very dramatic, you know, take your time, you know, the cutscenes, watch those cutscenes. People that don't play video games, it's not about playing the game, go on YouTube. Oh yeah, YouTube. Oh my God. Mm-hmm. So go on there, watch the behind the scenes, watch a movie, like go to the behind the scenes of an animation movie and see how they're doing it. See how they perform. See how they wave their arms when they're talking and doing all that, when they're performing. And you can watch that and you go, oh, you can do that? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, that's how you exude that? Because you can't just stand there with your hands in your pockets mm-hmm. or be stiff. You have to be animated. You have to be a little animated, you know? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But yeah, but really knowing if it's cartoony or if it's real, you know, that's a big one. That's mm-hmm. a big one, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. And anything that you find most challenging about VO?
Most challenging. Challenging. The challenges. Getting there on time. That is such a... No, I'm joking. I'm joking. I'm joking. The challenges. Well, yeah, I guess the challenges is just, you know, I'm a typical actor. I get in my head. So mm-hmm. When you're in a room, like when you're doing a video game or something and you're in a room by yourself, you're in a closed off room. It's a soundproof room and all the directors and writers are on the other side. So you can't hear what they're saying. So I'll do a take or I'll do a read. I don't know if my voice is sounding right. I don't know if my acting skills are right. And they don't say good job. You just see a bunch of people discussing and nodding their head and saying, yeah, but you don't know. But I think they're talking about mm-hmm. me. You know, I think they're talking about me. And so it's like just knowing, having that confidence that, no, I'm doing the right thing. I'm in there. That messes with me a lot. That messes with me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, did I answer the question?
Yeah, yeah. For you. You did. It's little things that, yeah. Things that,
I was like, I kind of just went off.
All right, let's see some other questions I had for you as we're getting down on time here. Okay, so I know this is tough to pick because they're probably all your babies, but like, do you have like an ultimate favorite character?
An ultimate favorite character. Well, I guess my ultimate favorite character right now would be Strawberry Bear. It's because it's such a ridiculous character. I mean, because my friends make fun of me the most about that character because they know, knowing me, and I play it's actually like a strawberry. I'm red like a strawberry, but I'm shaped like a bear. Knowing me and picturing me as that voice, and when I go in and I do that voice, I feel so like shy when I'm doing it because that's the only time where I'm just like, yeah, I get into this character mm-hmm. and to see their face, they're like, yes, OG, that's so great. It's just like, oh my gosh. I'm sweating as I'm talking about it. It's like the most fun, embarrassing role that I have. Yeah. It's so dear to me that's why. I don't know if that made sense.
Yeah. Now, if you could create any role that you wanted. Yeah. Do you have a dream role, dream character you'd want to play?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I do. I do. Well, of course, it would be a mixture of like a superhero, like real cool dude. You know uh-huh. what I mean? I'd be a superhero by night, cool dude by day, and by evening, chill dude. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. And funny, I like funny characters. Mm-hmm. I like funny characters, you know. But I'm not a writer. Like these people that write these things are like so good at the, you know what I mean. The writing is so good at that when you follow these scripts, it's the I don't know. I don't know. But yeah, some super, like a super cool superhero.
And then for superhero, what would be the biggest, like a superpower you would want?
Oh, I like to see through things and read minds. I want to read your mind. That's what I want to do. I want to read minds and fly.
Yeah.
Fly.
It's a great combo.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody wants to fly. You know, we want to fly. Yeah, yeah. Get places quickly.
That's awesome.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. No. Well.
All right. So now at Tom Girl, we also like to talk a little sports and adventure.
Cool.
And fun things like that. Oh, yeah. We did. Oh, well, yeah, I'm up there. They got a couple pictures of you in the studio there.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes.
All right. So let's talk about, and then I think we have one here. I pulled, another studio shot there of you.
That's playing around. I'm playing around in the studio. I'm trying to take those quick shots.
All right. Oh, so here on this gym, you call this, you know, you're my morning. What are you, you big workout fan?
I wasn't before, but I had to. You have to, because it's like, it's tiring. Like doing these voices, like your breath, you don't want to lose your breath, you know, your stamina. You have to keep up your stamina, you know, and these fighting scenes, it's like you're really kind of fighting and you don't want to play a superhero or even a bad guy and go, you know, I can't do that. Or I don't want to play a superhero or a bad guy and just sweating and like, catching my breath after every take and guzzling down water. You have to be on it. Yeah. You have to be on it. Yeah, it's so funny how you do have to be on it.
And what also mentally though, because it's you have to bring it each time you're in there too. You can't just, you know, it's not like another job where you can kind of get through it if you're, you know, hungover or having a bad day or whatever. Your energy level has to be at an expected level. How do you keep that consistent as well?
So like if a job like a animation job starts at 9 a.m. in the morning, I'll try to wake up like 2 hours before, you know, to get to wake up your voice. That's one thing. That's the main thing. Your voice has to wake up. Mm-hmm. You will wake up, but your voice won't wake up. You know, your voice takes a little bit more time to wake up. Mm-hmm. You know, it'll be crackly in the morning. Even if you drink coffee or water, your voice will still be crackly in the morning. So it takes time for it to actually wake up. So that's what I try to do. I try to wake myself up early, even though I don't want to, but just so I know my voice will be ready. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes right off the bat, like the beginning of the scene, you're falling off a building. And then they go, so that's how I started my morning. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you have to be up. I can't just roll out of bed and fall off the building.
Right,
you know what
right.
I mean? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Now we got some adventure shots I pulled from your Insta.
Yeah!
So tell me about this. You on the ATV.
First time on ATV. I was in the country. I was in Texas visiting a ranch. Right in the ATVs back there. That's one thing. Off time, adventure time. Mm-hmm. Because you have to explore. You have to do new things. If one of my characters was on an ATV like that, I want to know what it's like. Because that like fun laugh of, you know, I want to know what that's like. I don't want to be like, because I've never been on it. That's like flying. Mm-hmm. That's not like the bumping, you know, the bumps on the road and like the feeling of it. So that's why I always try to do something outside the box. That's why when I did that was the first time I've ever done anything
like
that.
How did you like that?
I did that for hours. they had to drag me off. I think it ran out of gas. That's why I think that's why it stopped.
Well, we have another one here. A little horseback riding. Was it the same place or somewhere different?
Same ranch? Place. First time on a horse. What? Yes. And I did very well, too.
Yep.
I did very well. Yeah. I wasn't scared. I just went for it because I had a character that rode a horse before. So I knew not to be scared.
Did you make a voice up for this horse?
No, I was a little... I was a little too
scared.
Nervous. Yeah, yeah. I was a little... Because the horses are big.
And they're strong. When you get up next to them, they're so muscle.
Yeah,
right?
They look sweet. They're beautiful, but they are beastly.
And you know that in a second, if they wanted to, I mean, they could buck you off, or when you're next to them, too, that they could just kick you if they wanted, right?
And the saddle.
Yeah.
A saddle, is that thing is... That's a thing. I mean, that is like a car seat.
Yeah.
I was like, what is this?
Heavy.
Yeah. I was like, wow, not only carry me but the saddle too.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that thing, those animals. So I was a little nervous, and but I did good.
Yeah,
I could turn them and all that. I knew how to do that.
Would you do that again?
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
Any adventures out there that you would left to maybe explore for a character?
Yes, like I don't know what, like, you know, when you're on the boat. Oh, is it the parasailing? Is that what it
back
is?
Back behind?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Something like that, you know? Some flying thing like that.
Yeah.
I don't want a bungee jump. I don't need to know what that's like. I can figure that one out. More the ziplining. I need more ziplining. Yeah, that's been too much. Yeah, ziplining.
Yeah.
I want to do ziplining. Yeah.
Awesome.
That's a good adventure. Yeah. Those two. Yeah.
Good ones.
Yeah.
I have something to tell you about afterwards. Paragliding, okay. I think you might like. You could do about down by La Jolla.
Off the cliffs
and you fly.
Oh, sweet. Cool. Yeah. Yeah.
Good for a character, I think.
Yeah.
All right. So before we wrap up, let's talk about the classes that you're teaching and other, you know, any other tidbits you might have for people interested in pursuing a career like you.
Pursuing classes. When I say take classes, like, you're taking classes to read scripts. The more scripts you can read and have, like, a real director or somebody in the industry that can direct you, and then you get to know the scripts. That's why then you'll get to know what's Cartoon Network, what's Nickelodeon, what's Disney Junior, what's anime, video games, movies. There are so many different ways to go with animation. That's why it takes time to learn all this, and to know when you pick up a script and your agent gives you a script to know, I know which way to go with this. Oh, these people want cartoony. Okay. Oh, these people want ghetto. Okay. You know, but it's good to know. Yeah. You have to know. So taking classes, yeah, I teach classes at Gray Studios, G-R-A-Y Studios, S-T-U-D-I-O-S. I do like a once a month class with my friend John Mitchell. He's a casting director. So we do a once a month class, and also I do privates. I do a lot of privates. You know, a lot of people come to me with their auditions, and they're like, "Help me with this,"
yeah.
You know.
Yeah,
and so I help them with I coach them up for their auditions, and then they go and do it. But it's a real good, you know, it's good. Even though you book a job and I book a job, I will still rehearse with somebody or practice. You still have to do that, and because you don't want to go in there just like,
you know,
and just like, I think I'm going to do it like this. It might sound good like this. No, you have to practice it. You have to do it because those people are looking at you. And so, you know, you want to do something when you think you got the funny on and you do that funny and then they all crack up. It's like, that is a magical.
Yeah.
It is magical. But that takes practice. That's not just like, just going there and like rolling out of bed and going in there and performing. It doesn't have you know.
Do you come in with a backup too? Like just in case like what you thought was what you're going to go with, like all of a sudden it flopped or they didn't like it and then they say, "What? Do you have anything else?"
Yes, I do. I kind of have a little backup. I'll have like one or two, but they're usually good with that. They'll try to say like, "Can you go up in the register? Can you go down?" They'll say, "What? Can you do any kind of accents or anything? You know, how far can you go with the character?" So that's why it's, you know, like it's good to have you want to have backups, you know, so that when those times come, you can dish out of your bag and say, "Voice number 42 coming up. Voice number 34. Oh, you're looking for voice number 22, aren't you?" You know, here you go. Yeah. So you create so many voices that you just have to have it in your mind, like, "Oh, okay, I remember when I did this. Oh, okay, maybe I can bring this." You know, so yeah, you just work with it and play with it, and plus, what works too, seeing a picture of the character you're playing. Usually, they'll show you a picture of the character, and that helps a lot. That gives you inspiration. That kind of gives you like tells you their style, tells you like, you know, if how tells you how mean they are, how nicey they are, or if they're like a brainiac, or if they're, you know, you can kind of just automatically know just by looking at the picture. Sometimes you don't have to read the description. You can look at the picture and like say, "Oh, I know what she's about. I know what he's about. Oh, I got this. Yeah. I got," you know, that's cool. So when they have a picture, it really helps. It really helps. Yeah. That's a good one. Yeah.
Oh, so many wonderful insights tonight. Before we wrap, any last words? Anything else that we didn't discuss that you want to get out there?
No, everything is awesome. Please go on Netflix, watch Stretch Armstrong. Give it that thumbs up, y'all. Give it that thumbs up, y'all. Please follow me on Instagram, Twitter, everything. You know, look your boy up. OG Banks. OGIEBANKS.
I love it. Can you just close out the whole show for us tonight?
Sorry.
No, I want you to. Like, I don't know. Thanks. I want him to stay forever. All right, guys, that's it for tonight. OG,
awesome.
So much fun.
Awesome.
Thank you so much
for
coming. I really, really appreciate
it.
You're just always a pleasure.
Awesome.
All right, guys, that's it for tonight. We will see you next week for our last Tom Girl show of the year. All right, see ya. Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other After shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
No, that's what I want.
Okay.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.